Become a Leslie's Pro member, and with almost 1,000 locations conveniently located less than 3 miles from your service route, you can quickly get in and out and take care of your customers. Get Skimmer, America's number one pool service software platform. Listeners of the podcast can try Skimmer for free. Visit my website, swimmingpoollearning.com, and click on the Leslie's Pro and the Skimmer banners to learn more. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. Hi, welcome to the Pool Guy Podcast Show. In this episode, I'm going to answer a question that a lot of people are wondering and asking me, and that is, are prices going to come back down to some kind of reasonable level moving forward in the swimming pool industry, or are these prices that have been increased here to stay? And I'll try to answer that question the best I can for you with the limited knowledge I have about the future, but nonetheless, I'll throw my 2 cents in there and do my best to answer this for you. Pool Service Pro, open a Leslie's wholesale account today and receive wholesale pricing on products you use every day. Leslie's Pool Supply offers convenient locations that are open 7 days a week. Another great benefit of opening a Leslie's wholesale account is Leslie's referral program. Get referred to a customer looking for weekly pool service. Save time and money and grow your pool service route and become a Leslie's Pro. I think a good way to kind of start and correlate this with another industry is the real estate industry. You may read articles, there may be articles all over Google, all over the internet, all over the CNN, Fox News, about the coming real estate bubble and how prices are going to drop because all the indicators are there. You have the rising interest rates. You have the rising home prices at the peak in a lot of markets. And therefore, something's going to break and then there's going to be a drop in the market. And I've heard this probably for the last 6 months in the real estate market and haven't seen it happen. And then we're going to hear similar things in the pool industry. Tablets are at 115% of what they were a year ago. You know, chlorine has gone up 30%. Liquid chlorine has gone up 30% from HASA. You have all these indicators that, you know, Cal Hypo is like $5 for a 1 pound shock bag now when it was $2 two and a half years ago. So all these indicators are in our industry that we're also in some kind of a bubble and the prices are going to definitely drop down once that bubble bursts. I hate to say it. I hate to be so negative. And I hate to be so realistic about things, but there are other reasons why the prices are elevated. It's not just supply and demand that's causing it. It's actually many economic factors out there. And I think one of the biggest factors, and it's something that no one's really addressing or talking about, is that these manufacturers, these chemical manufacturers, equipment manufacturers, suppliers, all kind of dropped the ball in the pool industry because we went through a period of zero inflation, basically, for a 10-year period, where they probably should have been raising everything 5% a year to prevent something like this happening now, where they have to raise rates 30%, or raise prices, I'd rather, 30%. And this is very common, and I use the real estate industry because I'm very familiar with that. The same thing happens with rental income. You may have a place that you're renting, or you're renting a place, and you don't raise the rent. And 5 years goes by and the rent in that market is sometimes double what you're charging. And then you go to try to sell that property, but the rents are so low with rent control in California, you can't just raise the rent up, especially on a multifamily property, duplex, triplex. So therefore, you're kind of stuck raising it 8% a year. And that's kind of what happened in the industry where they didn't raise prices when they should have been raising prices, which was over the last 5 or 6 years. They should have been raising it 4 or 5% a year to keep up with inflation at least, but they weren't. And so the prices, we kind of got spoiled, I should say. The prices were the same. And for many years, you can get a 50-pound bucket of tablets for $78 wholesale if you buy a pallet. And no one really worried about the prices going up. It wasn't even on the radar of most pool companies or wholesalers. So when the prices started going up this last couple of years because of the supply chain issue with the trichlor factory exploding over there in Louisiana, causing a shortage of trichlor, then everything went kind of crazy and everyone followed suit. Cal Hypo went up, dichlor went up, liquid chlorine went up. And then you had all the manufacturers raising their prices because they had trouble getting stuff from China. And so a variable speed pump that costs $900 wholesale 2 years ago is now $1,200, $1,300 wholesale. If you could even find that pump. Last year, I was trying to get a heater, could not find a heater anywhere in the middle of summer. these things all affect the price of the product. So if heaters are in short supply, then the suppliers can, of course, charge more because they're limited. And therefore, if you need it, you're going to pay more. And this was happening a lot in distribution, where they would mark up products more than what the manufacturer suggested, because they could, because the demand was so high for the product. And will that end? I think maybe some of the extreme markups will end, but will prices drop? And I think realistically, prices may not drop anything to where you think they would or where you think they should be at, because I mentioned other factors. So we had the supply and demand problem when the trichlor factory, the biolab factory exploded. Didn't have trichlor, so everyone went to other kinds of chlorine. We've pretty much talked that to death in the industry. But there are other factors like labor shortages. This is probably one of the biggest problems out there that's driving up the cost of everything. If you have to pay more for the employee that you need to get your products out, then you're going to have to charge more for that product. It's just simple mathematics. If that employee that drives a truck gets more money, if that employee that unloads a truck gets more money, if that employee that puts the barcode on gets more money, if the employee that checks inventory gets more money, then of course the customer has to pay more money for that product. So that's one thing that's not going to go away. The higher wages are here. To cut someone's wages, unless we go through a really bad economy where that's going to happen, you're going to have to pay that inflated price because it costs more to have someone do the footwork on that product, whether transporting it or making that product. And then you have, of course, the cost of goods coming from overseas has increased dramatically. The cost of a shipping container has increased. So you have those factors that have gone up that may not go back down. They may go back down, who knows. But once the price is elevated like this for the reasons of labor as being the number one reason, unless wages go down, the price of that product is not going to drop for that reason. Supply and demand is definitely something to consider once you get more trichlor tablets and more manufacturers out there, which may not be possible either, because even if they rebuild that biolab factory, I hate to tell you, they were on old EPA regulations and now they have to get new regulations. And I've heard different stories out of there, but one thing I pretty much know for a fact, they won't be able to produce 2 million pounds of trichlor every year anymore, because that's a huge amount of product. And I don't think the EPA with the new regulations will allow that to happen. I may be wrong, but I'm just saying they may not be able to produce as much. And there really isn't any more trichlor producers out there. If you're thinking about getting trichlor from China, there's a 40% tariff still in effect. So that price is not going to go down for that reason. And even if they cut the tariffs, there's going to be other things that are going to cause that price to go up. And so the source is a problem. The supply chain issue is a problem. And definitely being low on cyanuric acid affects the industry in a number of ways. I mean, back in the day, you can buy a 50-pound or 100-pound barrel of cyanuric acid for like $40. It was like a joke, you know? They were in the back of pool guys' trucks because they couldn't get them out of there. They're too heavy to get out. So you would have these gigantic blue containers in the back of the truck forever, rotting back there. Now, a 50-pound bucket of cyanuric acid is like $150. It's just outrageously expensive. Because of the supply and demand, there's definitely a shortage of cyanuric acid for a number of factors, causing any product that uses it to go up in price, causing industry-wide price increases, because then you have the subsequent products around there going up in price because they can raise their prices at that point because there's a shortage of one chemical. Everyone jumps on that price-rising bandwagon. And it goes back to what I said at the beginning, that these manufacturers were not increasing prices as they should have been every year. And then the sticker shock has hit the industry all at one time, which is very disastrous for a lot of companies. Last year, a lot of companies couldn't find chlorine and ran out of it. You may have lost some accounts because of it. And it's all because they weren't being diligent enough in hedging this from happening all in one year. Now, are things going to drop if demand goes down? Well, will demand go down? Pool building is off the charts unless there's like a major, major recession where people can't get equity out of their home, or they're cash strapped, then the pool building comes to a halt. There's more pools being built than ever before. There's more people staying home. Even after COVID has broken, people aren't going to go anywhere. There's a war in Europe, so European travel has been affected. And all these things are definitely, well, not a war in Europe. I should rephrase that. I don't want to scare anyone. There's a war in Ukraine, which is causing a lot of people to cancel their trips to Europe because they're kind of afraid of things being unstable there. I think a lot of Americans got really comfortable with being at home, and they see their backyard as kind of a way to hang out and to relax in that they didn't see before. So a lot of remodeling went on. You know, all the remodeling companies are still super busy because people want their backyard to look really good. And these are things that have kind of changed the dynamic of the industry. So more people are staying home, more people are using their pool, more people are discovering what a pool, how nice a pool would be to have in their backyard. So they're getting a pool built. And so as far as demand going down, I think demand is increasing every year because of what I just mentioned, all the building going on. So that's not going to be a factor. And can these companies produce more stuff to hedge on that and to lower the price down? Again, it goes back to this thing that to produce more means you need more supplies, more product, which have been elevated mainly because of coming from overseas costs more. And since already all the prices are going up in other industries that are affecting ours, you know, the price of gas has skyrocketed, still over $5.30 here in California, and it hasn't gone down much from that point. So it's still a dollar over what it normally would be at. And you have the cost of everything, like, you know, you go out to eat at a restaurant, the cost of a burger special is like $10 or $12 when it was like $5 three or four years ago. So everything's going up, rents are going up, the price of housing is going up, the price of a new car is going up. So since everything is elevated because of all these the economic situation that we're in, to have one industry have prices drop, it's really unrealistic. So if you're paying, you know, $200 for 35 pounds of tablets at your wholesaler, and for them to drop it down to 150 or 120, it's not going to happen because of the cost of fuel to transport it, the cost of the transportation companies are charging, the cost of the manufacturers, and the cost of labor. So again, you can see why everything is elevated and why it may not be unelevated or deflated because of all the other factors in the economy, making it just much more expensive to produce a product than it was 2 years ago. And it's not just supply and demand that's the problem. It's just that the cost of everything has been inflated by inflation, which means you have to go through a period of deflation, which may not happen. The Federal Reserve is trying to do this by raising interest rates, which they've been unsuccessful. If you look at historically how the interest rates rising has brought inflation down without causing recession, I think it's like a 70% fail rate or 80% fail rate. And it always brings us into a recession when they try to mess with the interest rates to curb inflation. And even if inflation goes from 8 or 10%, which is at now, down to 4%, it's going to take a long time for that to happen. And if you're thinking prices are going to go down next season or the season after, that may not happen. And it may never go down for the factors that I mentioned there. I think it's us old timers that have been around a long time and we know what the prices were before. It's kind of like, you know, everyone's sitting around talking about, hey, I remember when gas was 99 cents. Actually, I do remember when it was 99 cents. I remember when it crossed the dollar mark and there was like people protesting out in the streets. But we know the prices, what they were at. And this really kind of affects how we feel about the prices now. But if you've never, if you just came into the industry in the last year or year and a half, you don't ever remember buying a bucket of tablets for $78. You never remember selling a bucket of tablets to your customer for $110. So this is something that is not really affecting you. Well, it is affecting you because you're paying an arm and a leg for stuff that we used to get dirt cheap. But it's kind of like us old timers sitting around talking about the price of gas and how it used to be so cheap. We're going to be like that with the price of pool chemicals, I think, unfortunately. And good luck getting manufacturers to cut their prices now that they're elevated and consumers are used to it and they're paying for it, without really causing much of a stir. It's just like what I mentioned when the gas crossed $1. It was a big indicator. Everyone was protesting and driving around town looking for that 97 cent gas that they used to get. But now, if the VS pump cost $1,800 retail and it was $1,200 2 years ago, no one's really blinking and no one's really making a fuss about it. And since there's a shortage of equipment, people are buying it and they're paying for it. They want to get the equipment in their pad. So it's one of those things where if Pentair, Hayward, and Fluidra are making money and they're selling the equipment at an elevated price, there's really nothing that's going to make them pull back unless there's like a major, again, almost like a depression in the industry where nothing is moving anymore, no one's buying anything. That's probably not going to happen because I mentioned that the demand in the industry is going up every year and has been going up gradually. every year, or maybe not quite gradually, but definitely going up at a higher demand. So the equipment's going to be needed and wanted by the consumer. And if they have to pay for it, they're going to pay for it. I had one pool guy where the customer had a pool built. The builder couldn't get his equipment, and he actually went and bought everything at an elevated retail price. He bought a master temp heater for like $4,000 online. He paid a bundle for his equipment, and he paid the pool guy to put it in because he needed his pool up and running. And he didn't care at that point where he got the equipment. He just wanted it, and he paid for it. I think it was like a $12,000 equipment pad that he paid for that would normally have cost like $6,000 or $7,000 if he would have been able to get the equipment from a reputable wholesaler. But there was just nothing when he wanted it done. This was last year, late in the summer, when there was nothing available. So unless something drastic happens in the industry, which would affect your company, by the way, so you may not be wishing for something drastic to happen because that's going to affect your pool service company. Or if you have a pool retail store, that's going to affect the retail store. So you don't want to wish for the prices to drop down because of something catastrophic, like a pullback in demand. And then the gradual price decrease is not going to happen because of all the factors I mentioned. And so realistically, are the prices going to drop down? They may not be as inflated going forward, but for them to drop back down to where they were 2 or 3 years ago is highly unrealistic. It's like if you talk to somebody that bought their house back in 1965 and they paid $45,000 for it, and the same neighborhood is going for $800,000, you don't say, hey, maybe the prices are going to drop back down to $40,000. It's never going to happen. And even if the real estate market has a correction, it's not going to drop down in half. It's not going to drop down 40%. And the same thing in the pool industry. The inflation may kind of slow down, but as far as prices dropping, I don't think that's going to happen. And I went over the factors here. I think I talked them to death in this podcast. And realistically, if you look at the economy, if you study microeconomics or macroeconomics, if you have any kind of, if you look at any business page, you're going to see that even if inflation stops, it's going to take 3 or 4 years for it to return to normal. And so realistically, in our industry, inflation is going to taper down, I think, that's for sure. But as far as things leveling off or dropping in price, not going to happen. If you're looking for other podcasts that I recorded, you can go to my website, swimmingpoollearning.com, and click on the podcast icon, and that'll take you to other shows that I've recorded. And if you are in the industry and you want to enhance your business, definitely consider my coaching program at poolguycoaching.com. You can learn more information about that. Thanks for listening to this podcast. Have a great rest of your week. And God bless. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. Yeah! Real quick, if you're not using pool service software, try Skimmer free for 30 days at getskimmer.com/poolguy. Again, that's getskimmer.com/poolguy. Skimmer, everything you need to run your pool service business all in one app.